This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Another banner day in terms of news and information coming your way here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what in the world is happening in the world today? It's amazing the... I guess you would say the run-up to the election, which is coming up here in the next few days, just a couple weeks, and, of course, the pressure coming from the south of the border. For those of you who don't know, there's another huge migration about to hit the southern border. The invasion is on in the southern border. It seems to be ignored by a lot of people, which is kind of interesting. We've been watching this, the developments of these caravans and so on. They just keep coming, this time from Honduras. And, of course, isn't it appropriate that they come in right now, just before the election? I wonder what that is all about. Don't you? I mean, really, seriously, don't you wonder what that is all about? I mean, I think a lot of people wonder what that's all about. I think it's amazing the type of things that are happening with all of us right now in this country. You know, there's just not one standard of behavior. There's just not one standard of government. There's just not one standard of education. There are no standards any longer, right? Well, you know, in some places that's the case, and I guess if you're in the land of confusion, such as in California or some of these other blue states, it's going to become quite confusing even more. And that's a fact, because what's happening is that this confusion that's being had, mostly on the left, I might add, is because there is a wave coming. A big wave coming, and the wave is actually a red wave. We've talked about this, but the surprise, surprise for everybody on the left is going to be this red wave that's actually causing the confusion, the land of confusion that we have right now. They're just scattered all over the place. Those of us that have a real clear vision on this and understand, I think, basically, and feel the heartbeat of so many things nationally and locally that it's coming apart on them. It's coming apart. The House of Cards is coming down in this great blue wave that they predict is not going to happen. But, however, I caution everyone, because what the rabbit that's in the hat about to be pulled in terms of fraudulent election schemes is very much a real deal, which might answer the question, why so many illegal immigrants wanting to pour across the border right now? Now, we brought this to your attention over the last couple of years. Seems like 8 or 9 or 10 years. As long as Jerry Brown's been in office in California anyway, it's always been corrupt. We know that. The system has been scammed from the get-go. For at least the last 20, 30 years, we know. We know this is to be the case. And it's spread far and wide across the nation now. Other states have got the infection, the pustuous infection of illegal voting schemes and frauds based upon illegal foreign nationals. That's the kick in the pants. That's a kick in the gut. Is that the border has been opened up, splayed wide open by, well, the Obama administration, clearly. Clearly, the Obama administration. They have changed the demographics of the United States, and they're going to continue to change it until they get the population that they want in the United States and vote the way they want to vote. That's the gig. That's exactly what's happening in California. That's exactly what's happening to the rest of the nation. The question is, do they have enough critical mass of new illegal foreign nationals on board to alter this election cycle? And that is quintessential to what will come the day following, on Wednesday following the election. That's the key thing. And right now they're trying to flood, they're padding it with illegal foreign nationals. Of course, we all know about what's going on in California now. The rabbit is out of the hat on this one. We know that what we see going on, what we understand that is going on with these illegal foreign nationals flooding across our border to influence our election scam, which has been ushered in by Jerry Brown in Voter Motor, right? But the scam that's now attached to Voter Motor, it's just come out. Now, it's just come out. We've been pointing it out for a long time. Ever since they brought in what's called AB 60, which is the bill that brought us Motor Voter. And, of course, all the Dems, because remember, California is a monoparty system. There is no more Republican Party in California. It's dead. It's niet and it's nada. It's not around. It's been inept and incompetent and totally gone for the last 10 years. Brought to you by the leaders. Oddly enough, the leaders of the Republican Party, yeah. The bow tie, as he sometimes calls them, the guy by the name of Jim Brulte. They have destroyed the Republican Party in California. And with that, they helped to usher in the monoparty system, one party. You see, if you're a dictator, having one party to deal with is a lot easier than two or three or four. So stripped of any party allegiance, what we've got going on in the background, of course, is people jumping on board silently, quietly with the monoparty, the party that's in power, the Democrats. So the Republicans have shifted their allegiance and gone to the Democrats in California. And they're doing this nationally as well. We see this with the so-called, quote, rhinos that we see in Washington, D.C., who always seem to, Jeff Flake as an example, classic example. He would fit perfectly in California politics. But see, that's not just a phenomenon that's found in California. It's all throughout the nation. It's ubiquitous at this point. And this is the precautionary note about what's going on with this election. Having the system so rigged and having this motor voter situation where what they're doing now in Southern California, and this is happening today, it will happen for the next several days until they can no longer vote, which was, what, the last day, the day of voting. What they're going to do is they're going to come rushing in and they're going to do what? They're going to register to vote by getting an ID or a driver's license in California as illegal aliens. That's the way they pad the vote. But now here's the kicker in all this. If you're going to cheat, really cheat, then you're going to want to change the votes. You want to change the ballots. You want to control the ballots at the ballot box. Remember, I believe it was Lenin who said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. A pure totalitarian saying that is exactly what we have here in California. The system is scammed from those who count the votes, from those who give the instructions to the polling people at the polls, all the way through it, the system is scammed. To provisional ballots, the system is scammed. You want some provisional ballots? Sure, let me go to the back of my car and I'll pull some out when we need them at the polling place. Oh, or if we want to, let's bus people in. And they can vote multiple times in precinct after precinct after precinct. What a scam. And I brought this up to people that in South America, when any time they have an election day, they don't allow buses to drive around. They aren't even permitted on the roads. And, of course, the reason for that is obvious, isn't it? Absolutely obvious. The reason for that is because they don't want them driving around from polling place to polling place and skewing the vote. Even in South and Central America, they get that. But we don't understand that up here, and we don't understand multiple registrations. And by the way, how many dead people have voted? Or how many people claim addresses to buildings that are empty? I wonder what that's all about. But that's what it's about. Election fraud. And I've spelled out a few schemes and scams that go along with election fraud. But you can bet, come election day in California and around the nation, these scams and scheme are going to be in full bloom. The question is one of demographics. Do they have enough people to fraudulently disrupt the election? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
To the left, vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yes, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so we have another operation, it looks like. And in another part of the invasion of the United States. And that is coming from... Where is this? What? Why do they like to invade... Well, you know, it's pretty obvious why they like to invade, because it's a great place to be. Hello? Do we need to have that primer? Do we need to have that brought to us, our attention again? I don't think so. And I don't, but this is kind of interesting, because now I don't know. I just have not that, believe it or not, it was coming up late last night. I haven't even checked some of my local news sources this morning, because we've been so intensely engrossed in what's been going on here in the studio. But this story, which was published one day ago, seems to have disappeared. But the only place I've found it since is on Fox News that first reported it. But we have another situation at the border. Hundreds of Hondurans head for U.S. border in mass migration march. Oops. I don't know what this is all about, right? Do you? Have you heard about this mass migration? Hopefully, it's been reported someplace. Oh, I know. We just might as well be reporting it to you. Hundreds of Honduran migrants are headed for the United States border just days after Vice President Pence sat down with the Central American country's leader, urging him to take a tough stance on mass migrations. Boy, talk about in your face, right? So much for you. So much for you. I'm talking about the Vice President Pence. At least 1,300 people, including young children, left San Pedro Sula in northern Honduras on Saturday in what some are calling the March of the Migrant, Reuters reported. It's a Reuters report. Mm-hmm. Coming your way. It says Bartolo Fuentes, the organizer, told the news agency that the group plans to march through Guatemala and into Mexico. From there, participants will request refugee status. See, they've got it down to the system now. They understand the system. If you're planning to invade the United States, then what you have to do is go through Mexico. Get it? Or if you're in Mexico, you're planning to invade the United States, you have to go through now a somewhat... a tightened-up border process. Or you get your coyotes, who charge you $10,000 to get you across the border. And if you're lucky, you might be able to find a child along the way who you could traffic with. And that would cost another $10,000 to the coyotes. And then you'd be turned over to Catholic charities on the other side of the American border, to which they would be paid tens of thousands of dollars for your presence by the United States government on United States soil. Isn't that nice? And who wins in the end there? Who wins as a result of the human trafficking and flesh and slavery? Catholic charities, of course. Just a little bit of reality for you, ladies and gentlemen. Just some reality about how the game is played and why these migrants are coming across with their babies. And we don't even know it's their babies, right? Because we don't know. They could have stolen the babies. And that's what always happens. Huh? Or they rent them. It's a system. And here it is. Now, this is what they're saying is 1,300 people. We have not done the deep dive yet. And I'm actually waiting for my deep dive people to tell me what is behind this. Bartolo Fuentes, the organizer, who told the news agency that the group plans to march through Guatemala. And so In this case, if they're coming from South America, they've got to go to Mexico and claim refugee status. Or they will apply for a visa to pass through into the United States. Now, who do you think they're going to vote for when they get in the United States? These illegal foreign nationals. Oh, I know Donald Trump. Right? It's just this blatant violation of our laws. It says the development came just days after Pence met with the Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, President Jimmy Morales of Guatemala, and Vice President Oscar Ortiz of El Salvador, asking them to step up and help combat illegal immigration in return for help from the U.S. Pence addressed the three leaders on Thursday in Washington at the Conference for the Prosperity and Security of Central America. If you do more, I'm here to say, on behalf of the President of the United States and the American people, we'll do more, he said. Pence said that flows of illegal immigrants from Honduras and Guatemala are up 61% and 75% respectively. Nice little tidy picture. The Vice President Oscar Ortiz El Salvador. Anyway, that's the nice little tidy picture that was taken on Thursday, the State Department. There's the husky fella, Pompeo, who, by the way, is a class act, in my opinion. Absolutely a class act. Says, according to Reuters report, 64% of Honduran households live in poverty, and many of the migrants are fleeing a poor economy and some of the highest crime rates in the world. Hernandez told Pence he would like more certainty about what to expect from the United States because the funds requested by the Trump administration are below allocations from previous years. Well, there you have it. Since the Trump administration proposed $460 million in assistance last year, 30% less than what Congress approved in 2016 under President Barack Hussein Obama. Mass migrations have become a growing problem at the border, you think? In May, 200 migrants from Central America attempted to seek asylum in the U.S. after traveling with a caravan of over... Okay, and we... this is where Reuters... This is where they lie. This is where the mainstream media does not report it correctly. And this report is actually an Associated Press report. That's terrible. That's terrible. Our number, when we did the number, and this is why I said the deep dive, we have not done yet. This mass migration and growing, this whole thing, it's only 1,000 migrants. Well, when we got the numbers of that mass migration back in May, it was more like 10,000 minimum. At minimum, no more gathering. It was a gathering storm. And that was Pueblo Sin Frontera. Interesting. Because we did do a little bit of a deep dive. First thing we did is we checked. Pueblo Sin Frontera. You know, that nice little religious group that's on the other side of on the American border that helped to organize through the churches down there in Central and South America, that migration, that caravan, and the caravan of tens of thousands of others. We can't, there's no there now for Pueblo Sin Frontera. Their Facebook is completely inactive. It's almost like the trolls. You know, if you want to counter trolls, go check them out. If you're on YouTube or Facebook and you want to find these trolls who hate you, check them out. Check out these trolls, and you'll find that they are trolls. Sure sign of trolling is when you go to check out their homepage, and hey, homepage does not exist, or homepage has one little picture of some flower or something. And you look at it and go, huh, they're criticizing me? Well, they're probably paid to criticize you because they're working at UC Davis in California, plundering your accounts and everything else. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? That's how they do it. They pay illegal foreign nationals to sit in their computers labs and excoriate you. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Remember in November, Ben Shapiro Bench, 10 reasons why you should vote Republican in midterms. And Baldwin Buster. I like this one. Rock legend brings 10-year-old boy up on stage, lets him perform with the band. SNL star calls for overthrow of Trump at Democratic fundraiser. Well, Ally. Nice. Remember in November, Ben Shapiro, deep-rooted claim, Warren touts DNA report showing Native American blood in distant past. Really? How distant? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry expecting first baby. I just have to throw that one out there. Okay, this is the one I heard this morning on the way into the office. The President Trump, in contentious 60 Minutes interview, defends relationship with Putin and Kim, reminds Leslie Stahl that he's president. This is the Will Johnson thing. You have to know Will Johnson, Unite America First, right? Go to that website or go to that YouTube site, Unite America First, and you really want to see some real uniting going on right before your very eyes. Anyway, so the good Will Johnson, he's got a really good knack for words. He always says, you know, today Donald Trump is your president, and when you wake up tomorrow, Donald Trump will still be your president. Which is interesting, because that's what happened in this interview with Leslie Stahl, so to speak. I like it.
Speaking out on the midterms, Russia, China, the future of his defense secretary, and the crisis with Saudi Arabia, even as congressional leaders promised tough action on the apparent brutal murder of a journalist inside the Saudi embassy in Turkey. Everyone, welcome to the next revolution. I'm Steve Hilton, and this is the home of positive populism. In a moment, we'll discuss all that breaking news from the president with Jason Chaffetz, who's standing by for us live. Plus, as President Trump's substantive accomplishments pile up, his enemies in the media still sneer and belittle the big changes and real results that are being achieved. Here with me for all that and much more are Tommy Lahren, Teslin Figaro, and Rehan Salam. But first, let's get to tonight's breaking news, President Trump's interview on 60 Minutes.
The president
offered a fierce defense of his administration's policies on North Korea, Russia, trade, and more, in a sometimes contentious sit-down. Take a look what happened when Leslie Stahl pressed the president on Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Do you believe that the Russians interfered in the 2016 campaign election?
They meddled, but I think China meddled too.
Why do you say China meddled?
Because I think China meddled also. And I think, frankly, China...
This is
a bigger problem.
You're diverting the whole Russian thing.
I'm not doing anything.
You are.
I'm saying Russia, but I'm also saying China.
China. Yeah. I love it when he says China. Among other things, the president said he has no plans to shut down the Mueller investigation and also vowed severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it's proven they murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Just as Senator Marco Rubio was out today with a strong message for the Saudis.
It needs to be thought through carefully, but it needs to be strong. It needs to be reciprocal, and meaning it needs to actually live up to the level of the outrage and the criminality, if in fact this is proven to be true. I'm glad the president didn't tie his hands in terms of exactly what we're going to do, but it needs to be very strong and meaningful. It can't be symbolic.
All right, let's break all that down with Fox News contributor, former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Jason, there's so much in there. I wanted to quickly start on the Saudi situation. It seems to me that there's a very obvious narrative being put forward here. I was watching it all day on the media and elsewhere, which is that they're trying to make out that President Trump is somehow being soft on Saudi Arabia because there are financial ties and he's compromised. I heard that word being used. And they're trying to treat it like Russia. Yeah. Whereas, in fact, he's been incredibly clear. He literally said there will be severe punishment if it turns out that this happened. I just think it's Russia all over again.
No, I think the Democrats have jumped onto this without knowing about all of the intelligence. I think the president has struck the right tone. I think Marco Rubio is right. It has to be measured. It has to be calculated. It needs to be precise. It can't be symbolic. It shouldn't be an overreach. This is a very serious situation. But we also are friends with the Saudis. But nevertheless, this type of behavior is abhorrent, should not be stood for, and there needs to be a United States response. But the president is taking us down that right path.
That's exactly right. I mean, he said that right from the word go, that this, yeah. this just is really outrageous. And yet they're desperate for him to appear as if he's being soft on some rogue regime. I just wanted to switch to the other element of the interview that I thought was interesting, the General Mattis aspect, where he basically said, we didn't have the clip there, but I think some of our audience have seen it in the last couple of days, which was that, he's basically, General Mattis might stay, he might go, he's basically a Democrat. He was kind of, very positive about him, but open to the idea that he might be leaving his cabinet. What do you make of that?
General Mattis is well revered on both sides of the aisle. I think that's why he was overwhelmingly confirmed. I think he has done a great service for the United States of America. I'd be sad to see him go. But, you serve a few years in that position and then you move on. But at the same time, I think he's been strong. I think he's been a good leader. And I think it's helped us in North Korea. It's helped us with Iran. It's helped us around the world. And it's certainly helped with the funding that Congress upped by tens of billions of dollars to get our military back in strength after being decimated by the Obama administration.
And then you saw the president there getting very fired up about the way he was being pressed on Russian meddling, yeah, and making the point that China has been as well. It's just so interesting, isn't it, that storyline of Russian meddling, they just literally can't let it go, even though there's no evidence of that at all. I mean, it's just striking. It's almost the only thing that his critics in the media and elsewhere can talk about.
There's no way that Leslie Stahl would have treated President Obama that way. She would have let him answer the question. Anybody who's serious about understanding what's going on in the cyber world understands that China is a much bigger threat. Now, no doubt about it, Russia is a threat. They did try to meddle. But the Chinese, Donald Trump, is right about this. And anybody...
In any stretch of the imagination, ladies and gentlemen, China is the problem. The Russian meddling that they're talking about is minuscule compared to China. And all you need to do is check it out yourself. Check out one of those programs that shows you how many times they ping the United States versus Russia on the worldwide scale. Incredible. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
With 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl.
Leslie, you've interviewed President Trump three times. As a candidate,
come on in.
As president-elect, and now as president. Has the office changed in any way?
Well, in terms of the three interviews, he was completely different. The one that really stood out was the one 3 days after he won the election.
Well, it's been a wild ride, I'll tell you that.
Where it was my impression that he was in total shock. Right now, he's so much more confident. He is truly president, and you felt it. I felt it in this interview.
Do you think you ever ask any questions?
That was Leslie Stahl saying that? Are you kidding me? What does this lethal viper have next, is the question.
Questions that got under his skin where you saw him get a little irritable or snap back at you?
I think it was more when I would try to bring him back to the question I asked, and that got on his nerves a little bit. Lunch, I'm going to try one more time. Okay.
I know, unless you don't have to try again. I know exactly what you're
saying. Well, answer my question.
The answer is this. At times, he seemed to be trying to filibuster you.
Well, you know something? He was trying to filibuster me. But I have never interviewed a politician ever that didn't try to filibuster me. Do you believe that the Russians interfered in the 2016 campaign, election?
They meddled, but I think China meddled too.
But why
I think
do you
other
say
countries,
China meddled
and you
too?
Want to know something?
Why
also?
Do you say China? Why don't you just say the
you.
Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also. And I think, frankly, China...
This
is
amazing.
A bigger problem.
You're diverting the whole Russian
I'm
thing.
I'm not doing
you
anything.
Are.
I'm
are.
Saying Russia. When you were walking to the Oval Office, you tried to press him on whether he'd pledge not to fire Robert Mueller.
Yeah. Will you pledge, that you will not shut down the Mueller investigation?
Well, I don't pledge anything.
Man, he didn't want to answer that. He didn't want to pledge. He said, I'm not going to pledge on 60 Minutes.
I don't want to pledge. Why should I pledge to you? If I pledge, I'll pledge. I don't have to pledge to you. But
well,
I have no intention of that.
You're not pledging to me. Yeah, he didn't like that one either. But you know something? He enjoyed the sparring. He said so, and I could tell he enjoyed it. I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey, it's
okay. Have another fight with you.
Leslie,
okay.
It's okay. In the meantime, right. I'm president,
and
you're not.
And we're having fun, right? And, oh, right. For sure.
He was very restrained.
I want to hear that again.
I disagree, but I don't want
to
have that fight with you.
I'm president.
All right,
okay.
We have another fight with you.
Leslie,
okay.
It's okay. In the meantime,
right.
I'm president,
and
you're not.
And we're having fun, right? You know, right. For sure.
Oh, Leslie, he's right. See, this is what I was saying about the Will Johnson moment. That what do we have here is a failure to communicate. There's no failure here, actually. This is a successful communication to her. Leslie, today I'm president, and when you wake up, Leslie, tomorrow I'll still be president. That's a fact. No matter how many questions you throw at me, you are not going to dethrone me by tomorrow morning. And then the next day, the next day, the next day. And several more years out, Leslie. That is a fact, Jack. That's the way it's going to be, Jack. Just sort of let you know, Leslie. Just sort of let you know. Anyway, Leslie Stahl interview.
He was very restrained with you.
I got my share of fake news. I wouldn't say he was restrained.
Fake news.
He came at fake news quite a few times.
Here we go.
You have said that this administration is like a smooth running machine. And yet we keep hearing that the White House is in chaos.
It's wrong. It's so false. It's fake news. There was a point where he was being so complimentary to you that you accused him of softening you up.
I think he was trying to soften me up.
I'm on 60 Minutes. Great show. My first interview with Mike Wallace, right?
Right.
And it was such a great interview. He was so nice. He was only nice to me. He wasn't nice to other people. Many years ago, and here I am again, 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, even bigger than Mike Wallace. Do you consider yourself bigger than Mike Wallace?
Trying to soften me up.
Okay.
Here. You know, when you interview anybody,
actually,
it worked. You know it's a performance.
Stop. His charm worked her. You can't see the video here. No, we're not showing it to you. We're not showing it to you. Because it's radio, we are not showing you the video. I am here to describe the response. She was very charmed. I think I almost said something real. She was very, very charmed. Her eyes, she fell for the charm. Good job, Donald.
Camera, the lights are on you. He's very aware of being a performer.
Do you really think I'd call Russia to help me with an election? Give me a break.
And so I think he's always conscious that this is going to be seen by everybody, but so am I. Oh, look at your desk. So is the interviewer. And so, yeah, you're trying to set up a good chemistry between you, both sides.
Why do you think President Trump decided on an interview with you now at this particular time?
I think he's trying to win the midterm election for the Republicans. And I think he believes, and I know his people believe, the more he's out there publicly, the stronger the chances are for the Republicans, and the better for him. And I think the White House has come to believe it's a mistake to try to restrain him.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Good job, Leslie. You were charmed. Snake charmer.
2-1-1-0.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com, paul at a21r.com. Remember, you can also take the shortcut to get to Agenda 21 Radio, and that's a21r.com, a21r.com. Okay, lots of things going on. We've got a lot of things happening with town halls and things like that happening for New California. It's just absolutely a wonderful thing. So visit that website. We've just got intense stuff going on. We're going to be reporting on some of the stories a little bit later on in the show, in the third hour. We're trying to reserve the third hour for the New California business and all the stuff that's going on for statehood. It's interesting what is going on for the statehood movements. We're the only one left standing now that's viable. And all the other ones are gone or going away. It's kind of interesting little thing happening. Anyway, so we're going to be reporting a little bit on that and about this this whole situation at the border and the election. We cannot get away from the elections and the things that are going on with the election scams and schemes. And they are abundant, I might add. They are absolutely abundant out there. And anyway, you are listening to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster for digital talk radio. As you might know, we are the top dog, if you will. We're the big dog. We're the big dog out there barking from Red State Talk Radio all the way from Washington, D.C. So you're getting an instantaneous transmission brought to you by electrons, free flowing from the left coast to the right coast. That's true. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. We're basically trying to shift you over to that vernacular for the website, a21r.com, because it's a lot easier. It is a lot easier on your pinkies to type it in the keyboard when you go to a21r. Or also, if you're using the apps that are out there. The many apps for Red State Talk Radio and so on. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our other website, which is newcaliforniastate.com, and donate, donate, donate. We are in that season where, yes, donations are fully acceptable for New California State. Thanks for listening. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.